A Wednesday, October 18th. Principal concern today was the debate about the schedule. President had me in at 8:15 and wanted to get started talking about it right away, so I missed the staff meeting. He feels that the key argument on getting out is the problem next week on television, the momentum story for McGovern and the coverage of him, which will mean that we'll be blamed for losing the House and Senate, and we have the problem of having to live with those people. So we have to do what we have to do in order to avoid being a loser. He raised the idea of going back to a one-event stop rather than helicoptering into three places. Wondered if there was one place out in the country we could work out. He just feels Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with no outside schedule will not wash. So we've got to do a one-shot on Wednesday or Thursday. He suggested Kentucky for Louis Nunn, and we expanded that to doing it instead of Saturday after Ohio. Do it as a Kentucky-West Virginia stop on Wednesday or Thursday evening as a night rally. He feels that we've got to decide on a plan now and not change. And at first wanted to just add Kentucky to Ohio on Saturday. Then the more he thought about it, got to the idea I mentioned above of doing it Wednesday night with some good statements dropped in conjunction with it. Colson was panic-stricken about the idea of expanding the schedule and argued strongly all kinds of points, trying to avoid it. Ehrlichman raised the point of some other ideas, most of which the president shot down, as he shot down most of Colson's ideas for activities at the White House. Still feels the real need is for one thing in the middle of the week. And so that's where we're ending up. I'll try to work that out. He got into juggling the radio speeches around, and also the final week. He's going to move Chicago up to Tuesday because we've learned McGovern's going to be in Chicago Wednesday night and Thursday. And then he'll do his TV Thursday night with a radio speech Wednesday in between. The only other item today is Henry and his Vietnam negotiations. President called Haig in first thing, said he's very concerned about Henry's plan to go to Vientiane for a second meeting with Lee Duc Tho, because he feels he's got to come back here after the meeting with Tu for consultation. Although as the day went on, the thing looked better, and Bill Rogers even reviewed the political settlement, felt that it was a complete capitulation by the other side and better than we could have possibly hoped for. He had Haig in later this afternoon, again talking about the same thing, but giving Haig some advice to give Henry on how to handle Tu. His point was that he should not go in with the full details of the settlement right at the beginning. He should hold out a little, build it up some, make the point that the president laid down the condition that there be no coalition government, but don't show him the paper on what we do have, and don't give him the dope on the political settlement. Go first into the military and go through all that, and then give him part of what we've got and let him argue about it, and step back to what we actually have, which he, by that time, would be delighted to buy. President is still not fully sold, I don't think, on whether we should push for the deal before the election, but the way Henry's going now, it looks as if it'll be inevitable, and the president later today relented and said he could go to Vientiane if he had the full deal worked out.